Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Wednesday, August 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Our objective is all of the hostages, a full deal.
Gaza Hospital rejects Israel claims and government urge to ban vape and nicotine pouch companies partnering with festivals. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a hospital that was attacked twice in southern Gaza on Monday says it categorically rejects Israel's initial report into what happened. Its military claims its troops saw a Hamas camera used to observe them at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. 20 people, including five journalists, were killed in the airstrike that followed. There's been international condemnation of the attack. Last night, thousands gathered at a plaza in Tel Aviv demanding the Israeli government end the war in Gaza. That followed a day of disruption where main motorway routes in Israel were blocked. Israeli government spokesman David Mensah says they will continue fighting until all the hostages are returned.
Our Prime Minister has been crystal clear. No more piecemeal elements to a potential ceasefire humanitarian pause. Our objective is all of the hostages, a full deal.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a man was shot and injured near a shopping centre in West Dublin last night. It happened shortly before 5pm near the Corduff shopping centre at Blackcourt Avenue. A man in his 40s was treated for injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. No arrests have been made and inquiries are ongoing. Round one offers for the CAO come out today. The offers of college places will be issued through the body's website at 2pm. Almost 90,000 students applied for courses through the portal this year, the highest number ever. Eileen Callaghan from the Central Applications Office says students will also be contacted directly with their offers.
Applicants will also receive an email or maybe two emails if they receive an offer off their Level 8 and their Level 7-6 emails. So these offers issue in separate emails. The emails may issue slightly before 2pm, but applicants will be able to see whether they have received an offer when they log into their account from 2pm.
New research among Ireland's young adults has revealed a complex relationship with alcohol. The Voice of a Generation study looks at anonymous video entries over a five-day period and shines a light on how alcohol truly fits into young people's lives. DrinkAware CEO Dervla O'Brien says many young people are health conscious and drinking less, but binge drinking and peer pressure still exists.
They saw it in some cases as a waste of calories. Now, many will be living with their parents, so that would feature. So they tend to drink socially outside the home. And then what we see is a shifting in relationships with alcohol. So alcohol plays different roles at different times of life. So the older age groups, they tended to drink at home, were more health conscious. Life priorities like career focus or saving for a home and just protecting downtime at weekends played a role in that shift.
The largest study of its kind claims people who start smoking cannabis for pain, anxiety or depression are more likely to develop paranoia than those who use it recreationally. It's because they're more likely to consume more of the drug's psychoactive component, THC. Medicinal cannabis can only be prescribed to patients in certain very limited circumstances in Ireland. Donald Trump says Vladimir Zelensky is not exactly innocent when it comes to the war with Russia. The US president says his country is no longer funding the defensive effort in Ukraine as he wants to see the conflict end. Neither Zelensky nor Vladimir Putin have spoken about the planned peace talks, which President Trump is desperate to see happen. The US president says he's not entirely sold on his Ukrainian counterpart.
You know, Zelensky is not exactly innocent either, okay? You know, It takes two people to tango, and I say it all the time. You got to get them together. I get along with Zelensky now, but we have a much different relationship because now we're not paying any money to Ukraine.
The government is being urged to ban vape and nicotine pouch companies from partnering with music festivals. The Irish Cancer Society says such events are used by these businesses to target their brands to young people and children. It comes as several major festivals this summer partnered with nicotine pouch companies. Irish Cancer Society CEO Avril Power says this kind of promotion shouldn't be allowed.
The Irish Cancer Society is horrified that they're being so heavily promoted to young people at music events this summer, and we're urging government to change the law now so that all nicotine products, whether in pouches, vapes or other forms, are subject to the same restrictions as tobacco.
Taylor Swift fans across the globe are celebrating the news of her engagement to Travis Kelce. The superstar announced the news on Instagram yesterday with the caption, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." The pair have been dating since July 2023 when the NFL star attended one of her Eras Tour shows. Swiftie superfan Zainab Amir says the singer finally got her love story.
Honestly, it's so exciting. It's the stuff that she wrote about as a teenager all coming to life as a true fairy tale. So fans, you know, new and old, it's so riveting to finally see this all like happen and come to life for her.
Well, Swift's appearance on her fiancé's New Heights podcast earlier this month led some to believe wedding bells weren't far away.
I knew that he wasn't crazy the first couple of times that we talked. I was just like, he's truly getting to know me in a way that's very natural, very pure, very normal.
And after twice being delayed, SpaceX has successfully launched its 10th test flight of its Starship rocket. The spacecraft took off from the company's base in Texas early on Tuesday evening in the U.S. state before the booster splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico around 7 minutes later. It featured major hardware changes after previous attempts failed. Elon Musk hopes Starship will eventually take people to Mars. And finally to sports news, where Celtic will not be playing in the league phase of the Champions League this season. They lost their qualifier on penalties to Kairat Almaty after it finished up scoreless after two legs. The Republic of Ireland's Adam Ida missed a penalty in the shootout in Kazakhstan. Rangers are in qualification action tonight. They're away to Club Brugge and trail the tie 3-1 on aggregate. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.